This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one track at a time. Join True Girl founder Dana Gresh and her co-host Stacey Rudolph as they hit the highway for the ultimate road trip. Stacey's in charge of the playlist. Jump in the True Girl tour bus and let's get down to the beats. These songs are based on biblical truth. We're going to continue to learn about being crazy for Jesus. It's time for episode 2, which we are calling How to Show Crazy Love. I am a true girl. Here's Stacey.
Are you happy, Omega?
Oh, Stacey, it's too early in the morning, girl. I have no idea what you just said.
Sorry. Could you pass me a bagel?
Oh, of course.
Thanks. Bagels are such a staple on the bus. Every True Girl tour team I've been a part of has been a bit bagel obsessed.
Obsessed is right. I've noticed that too. Blueberry bagels, chocolate chip bagels, pumpkin spice, a latte bagels, all the bagels.
Man, I slept like a baby. I'm telling you, sleeping on the bus does me swell.
Oh, really? Not me. I mean, the word sleep is, we can definitely use it loosely for me on the bus. It gets better the longer I'm on, but the first few nights are tough. It just takes some time to adjust to the motion for me.
Yeah. Hey, have you seen the cream cheese?
You mean the cream cheese in the plastic container?
Yeah.
That was on the second shelf in the fridge?
Yes.
And it was right behind the orange juice?
Yes. Why are you being so weird about the cream cheese? Where is it now?
In my tummy. I ate the last of it. There, I admit it. I'm sorry.
Chill out. It's fine. No big deal at all.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's absolutely fine. I'll just go with peanut butter. Unless you ate that too. Hey, you want some tunes while we eat?
Oh, yeah. You gonna play a song from the True Girl Crazy for Jesus album?
You know it. I'm thinking Love Like Crazy. Check it out.
Hey, hey, hey. It's a desert out there.
Show the world.
Talk about a jam. I mean, that is better than your basic strawberry bagel jam. Or a bop. Is that what you call a good song?
Yep. You're picking up on the lingo. You know, that song reminds me of how important it is to love, especially as followers of Jesus. The world is watching to see how we show His love. They're watching how we treat one another. Like John 13, 34, and 35 says, "Hey, is that your Bible?"
"Yep."
"Mind if I see it really fast?"
"No, go ahead."
"Thanks." Okay. John 13. Here we go. John 13, 34 through 35. "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." See? The world takes notice of the way we love. They're watching.
They sure are. And the world is just so thirsty for love. You know what that really means?
What?
It means they're thirsty for God. Because God is love, and God created us to love Him and to be loved by Him. And when people don't know God, they search everywhere to find love to fill the God-sized space within them. It's a space designed specifically for Him and for His love.
Good point. I gotta admit, though, it's easy to say we need to show love, but it can be kind of hard to think of practical ways to do that. What are some of the ways you show love to people?
Well, for starters, not eating the last of the cream cheese is definitely a way to show love.
Would you stop? It's really no big deal.
Okay. But seriously, one of the ways that I show God's love to others, well, it's by serving them.
Hmm.
Like our lead teacher, Shani, had to do a road trip and everyone was pulling out on her. So this week I stepped up and we had a great road trip. Or, I don't know, I guess I serve my family by cooking yummy food. They like that, especially my apple pies. I do have to admit, my apple pies are fine. And I think when we see someone's need, we can serve them, and that shows love.
Okay, those are great.
Yeah, what about you, Stacy?
I show love by taking time to listen to people and their stories. People just want to be heard, you know?
Mm.
It makes them feel seen, which I think makes them feel loved.
I could not agree more. That is a great way to show love. You know, loving others, well, it shows them Jesus. It's a taste of what He's like. And the Bible calls you and I to be a light for Christ, to shine in a dark world and point people to Him. Hey, Stacy, go ahead and turn to Matthew 5:14 for me, please. Read it when you get there.
Okay. Here we go. "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden."
See, that light on the hilltop is like a guiding light. And when we show love, we shine really bright and we guide people to Jesus. We introduce them to the hope that we have in Christ.
I love that. You know another way we show others love?
How?
By praying for them. I love the line in that song that says, "Take a stand on our knees." Praying for others shows that we care about them and whatever they're going through. It's also a cool thing to be able to tell someone that you're praying for them. It shows how much they mean to you.
Amen. You know what that makes me want to do, Stacy?
What?
That makes me want to pray for our true girlfriends right now. Lord Jesus, I love the girl and the mom listening right now. And I know that You love them. Father, I pray that You would fill them with so much of Your love that it just flows out on each other and other people. And Lord, the only way we can get filled up with Your love is by spending time with You. So I pray that You would give this mom and this daughter a love for spending time with You, reading their Bibles, and talking to You in prayer. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, nothing to do now but get to it. We've got to be intentional about loving others and showing them Jesus. There is no time to waste. In fact, hey Dave, I just saw a sign for a grocery store. Let's stop. I need some cream cheese.
I loved that episode. The song was amazing too. What a great reminder that we can show Jesus to others through our love. I can't wait to think of cool ways to show him to those around me. Hey, what do you think of the new songs? If you're enjoying them, you'll want to get the True Girl Crazy for Jesus album. It includes all the True Girl songs you'll hear in this season, and we hope it does make you crazy for Jesus. Go to mytruegirl.com to learn more. When you order your copy, we'll ship you a CD with lyrics. That way, you can look up the Bible verses and meditate on the truth the song is based on. There are lots of other great things there at our website. There's our best-selling Bible study, Lies Girls Believe, and the True Girl Coloring Book. Each page lets you meditate on scripture while you color. Find those at mytruegirl.com. I hope you'll come back for the next episode, where we'll embrace our royal side. Yep, you heard me. We're going to explore what God says about our position in the kingdom of God. I am a true girl. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. Love Like Crazy, lyrics by Kit Williams, Joshua David Silverberg, and Keith Everett Smith. Reproduced by David Tulin for True Girl and used by permission from Sony.